And oh. That has been my new favorite saying lately, and honestly, it's a great little saying. Anything could happen in life, and you could just, you know, like, oh, can you pass me those chips? And now, oh, okay. I love it, guys. It's truly a great little saying and a great little flair starter. Happy Thursday. It is very early. I am doing this podcast so early in the morning. It's going to be a quick one. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I have tickets to go see Aladdin, the movie that came out. I'm very excited to go and see it. And it starts in about 20 minutes. So I'm going to do this. I mean, it's not going to, you know, 20 minutes is the length of my podcast anyway. But yeah, so happy Thursday, everyone. I hope you all had a great Memorial Day weekend. I had a great weekend. It was great. I went down to the shore Sunday, and then Saturday I was just home chilling. It was great. Being lazy is honestly a beautiful thing, and I wish I could have more days like that. But yeah, it was fun. And Memorial Day is like such an opening for the summer. Like every Memorial Day weekend, it's always like, you know, after that, it's like summer is like here. It is here. So I hope your summer bodies are ready. Mine is not ready, but it's a progress. And I'm very happy of where I'm at right now in my progress. I could definitely, you know, show my titties and be shirtless. So that's always a good thing. We have a lot to talk about today, and, well, okay, it's not a lot, but it's a lot of tea that we're spilling, and I don't have any tea today, and I'm devastated about that, but I do want to tell you guys one thing. I went to go see the movie Booksmart last week. Amazing. I forgot to tell you guys how good it is. You all need to go see it. It's about these two high school girls, and they... Not gonna say wasted, but they spent all their time in high school doing good, like studying, getting A's on tests, all that, which is a great thing. And they never had like fun. So I'm sorry, I keep like burping. Wow. And so yeah, they never had fun. And then they start realizing that like the same people that also had fun and aced the test are going to the same schools that they're going to. So they're all shook and they're like, no, we have to have fun on our last night before graduation. So they do all this crazy stuff, and it is just such a funny movie. I was rolling, guys. It was the funniest shit. I mean, it's not the funniest movie that I've seen this year, because to me, the funniest movie I've seen this year was Long Shot. That was a good movie, and if you haven't seen it, you should go see that also. But Booksmart was amazing. I was cracking up so loud. And yeah. So if you were looking at the movie, you're like, I don't know if I should see it, I don't know, I'm here to tell you that it is a great movie and you're gonna love it, because the actors in this movie and actresses are awesome. And they're young kids, like they just started out, so it's a great movie, and I hope it does really good. So, all right, I want to start with topics today, and I am just going to start with the heavy load of it all. So, Lori, I don't know her last name, Lockhill, does it really matter? She's going to jail anyway. Many of us know her as Aunt Becky from Full House. She has been sentenced to 40 years in jail after bribing her kids' way into college. And she is, quote unquote, she's having a complete mental breakdown. And I would too, you know, if I was getting 40 years. But she really played this out as a joke the entire time. When I saw her going into the courthouse, she was like signing autographs, taking pictures with people, laughing, waving. This is not a joke. And she thought it was, I guess. She thought it was a joke, and she thought, I'm not going to get a lot of years in jail, or any years in jail, she thought. So, you know, I guess good for her. What, like, why would... See, this is the thing. These white people come along, and they think it's, like, all fun and games, and, like, oh, I'm not going to get anything, like, because I'm Caucasian. Why would I? And this just really shows, like, no... You definitely can. So, like, relax. And now she's having a mental breakdown. See, the other girl, she went to the courtroom. She said, yes, I'm guilty. I did it. And they said, okay, well, we're going to give you 4 years in prison. That's still a lot. Holy shit. I could never. But it might be reduced down to 2. You never know. So she kind of got out of it. Like, yeah, she's going to jail, but not as long as Lori Loughlin, whatever the fuck her name is. So, you know, I mean, I feel bad for the family, but they put it on themselves. Like, yes, if I had the money, would I bribe my way through high school? I mean, through college, I plead the fifth. Yes. But, yeah, so... you know, I hope she does great in jail. I think they're gonna love her there. And, I hope she's the Aunt Becky everyone loves in jail, too. So, congrats. Next, in an interview with David Letterman on Netflix, you could go and watch it on his little Netflix show, Ellen DeGeneres revealed that her stepfather sexually assaulted her when she was a young teenager. And, you know, in it, she just explains how she was in a very vulnerable place, and a lot of people are saying, oh, that's why she's lesbian, blah, blah, blah. And that is not the case. I'm here to just say that is not the case. That does not, like, happen. Suddenly you're just like, oh, you know what? I'm lesbian now because I was assaulted. But yeah, you know, it's crazy to see these people make us laugh day in, day out, and not knowing their full story. And everybody has a story, everybody has a past, and it could be a good one, it could be bad, but we never really know, because it's not like you just go around sharing these things with people. So, you know, for her to say that is something that definitely, what, you know, got off her chest, keeping that in for so long. And, you know, it's great that we're in a time that, at least for my generation, we all are very supportive about this stuff. And like I said in my last podcast with the mental health and all that, we're very supportive and we're very open to hearing what's happening, and we don't take it as a joke. So, yeah, I love you, Ellen. She's great. I love her. Next, we have a few songs coming out this Friday. Tomorrow we have Miley Cyrus. She has an album out. We have Katy Perry. She has a new song coming out. Shoot, I forgot the name of that song, but I do know Cardi B is also coming out with a song Friday called Press. And I'm excited to hear all of them, but Miley Cyrus, I don't know what she performed at. It was like some festival, I guess, and she performed at it. And guys, she just was not doing it for me. I was really taken back. And I hated the song. I'm going to try to see what this song. This is one song. I feel like it's just all over the place, but I mean, I can't judge immediately because I haven't heard the full album, but it's going to be a full album coming out. And this is another song she did. And I was like, this is trash. You don't feel what I'm saying, no. Guys, what is this? Like, so I don't know. Like, I'm gonna have to listen to it when it comes out tomorrow. the full thing, and then next Thursday I guess I'll talk more about it, but right now it just seems very garbagey, very, you know, like her Dead Pets one, like her album Dead, Miley Cyrus and her Dead Pets or whatever, it kind of sounds like that. I don't really like it. Next, we have Lady Gaga. She's going to be at the Apollo Theater on June 24th. If anyone has tickets or knows how to get them, please DM me on any type of my social media platforms. It would be great if you took me, if you got tickets, because I know they come in twos. And, yeah, listen, we will have a great night. If I go with you and if you take me to the Apollo Theater to go see her, I will give you a great night of fun and laughter. Okay, nothing more. Next, we have Kit Harington, who is on the Game... What is it? Yeah, the Game of Thrones. He's actually checked himself into rehab for stress and alcohol use. And this comes, I guess, you know, at a time, like, it's very personal to him. He's going in there for... It was personal reasons, but a lot comes with stress and, of course, drinking. It really takes a toll on your life. So I hope for all the best, Kit, and we hope to see you soon. Next, we have Ed Sheeran reveals he wanted to create his own Lady Marmalade with Bruno Mars and Justin Bieber, and I have to laugh. Can we all just laugh? Because are you kidding me? So luckily Bruno Mars kind of said like no. He was like, why don't we just like do a song just us, like together? I don't feel like doing like a triple duet or like whatever it's called. So everyone on Twitter is like, thank God for Bruno Mars. Like he truly knows. Because are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I feel like Tiffany what's her name? Tiffany from whatever. Tiffany, shoot. Whatever. I feel like Tiffany, like the Beyonce meme. Like, Beyonce? Like, are you kidding me? Like, Beyonce. Like, so Lady Marvel, I am so sorry that a bitch like this thought that they could really do that. I'm so sorry. I can't believe this. Like, they really thought. Next, we have Rihanna's luxury Fenty clothing line has dropped, and the prices are expensive, I will say that, but the outfits are really nice, and they're women's outfits, and I guess for now, but they are really nice. They have nice glasses, they have nice tops, they have nice, like, summer wear. It's really nice. The prices are a little pricey, but, I mean... It's just like any kind of brand, like Gucci, Chanel. It's like cheap clothing, and they throw that little tag on there that says Chanel, and then suddenly it should be worth more. So a lot of people are criticizing her for this, but I'm just, like I just said, like, you would buy Chanel or you would buy Gucci, so why can't you just buy Fenty? And I love that name. It's a really hot name. So, good for Rihanna, honestly. And, guys, I mean, that is it. That's really all I have for today. Oh, yes. I wanted to talk to you about something. So, Oprah has a Super Soul Conversation podcast. Now, this podcast is great. Me and my good friend Gabby, who she's been on my podcast before, we love talking about this, and we love, you know, just sending each other the new links every week of the new Super Soul conversation. And, you know, sometimes it could be with celebrities. Sometimes it's just like empowering people. Oprah's mostly always on it. And she just, it's about life, okay? Like, depression. It's about getting to the better you. It's about moving on from a difficult situations. Let me see what else. Let me actually go on the thing, and then I could just read you the different things. But it's great. Like, yes, listen to my podcast too. Hello. But also, Oprah is amazing on this. So we have, what is it? Okay, so here's like some, like The Time Is Now, The Best Quest for a Moral Life, First the Pain, Then the Rising. Oh, that's nice. The Awakened Life, The Spiritual Purpose of Relationships, Educated. I have yet to, oh my God, I have to listen to all the, I missed five? Holy shit. Educated, Myths and Truth About Healing. I listened to that one. That one's amazing. The Movement of Lift, The Joy of Growing Younger, Participate in Your Life Unfolding. I've listened to that one. That one is completely beautiful. Like, beautiful. If you're in a tough situation in your life, you don't know what to do next, you're very, you know, in a place of boxed in of a situation, if, listen to this podcast, you're going to be bawling your eyes out. It's very eye-opening. I love it. So, you know, there's so many different things. She has doctors on here. She has spiritual advisors, I guess you would call them. And it is just great. And also, if you want to listen to her masterclass, it's called Oprah's Masterclass. She has celebrities on the show, and they just go through how they made it into, you know, fame and success in their life and what inspired them and just things like that, like their fall, their rise. You know, that's what it is in life. It's the fall and the rise. So, I love that. So throughout the week, after you watch my podcast, Social Blend, you could watch Oprah's masterclass and her Super Soul Conversations. I'm telling you guys this because it has helped me so much as a person spiritually. I'm a very spiritual person. Religious, yes, but I really take my pride in spirituality and having a mindset of peace and always, always happiness. So I'm going to end the podcast on this note because that is, it's beautiful. I just love it and I love talking about it. It's a short podcast, only 17 minutes, but I hope you all have a great weekend. Go to the movies, go see Booksmart. It's a great movie. And also, you know, listen to those songs I told you about. There's a lot of new music coming out. Support the artists. Support the people that entertain you in this industry. And I will see you next week.